Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
We followed the story, of course, as did the rest of the country, on the shale gas exploration. So there's been a development in this story. The Eastern Cape High Court has ruled that the exploration rights granted by the Minister of Mineral Resources and Energy Affairs to Impact Africa and Shell were unlawful, putting an end to any seismic survey in the ocean off the Wild Coast. We wanted to get a little bit more information around this. Richard Spoor, South African human rights attorney. A very good morning to you. Thanks for joining us. How are you?
Good morning, Howard. Very good, thank you.
So what resolution did the court conclude? Where are we in the... Is this now over?
It does seem that way. You know, the initial interdict was on the basis that there was no environmental authorization in place.
Mm-hmm.
And there was an argument about whether or not one was required at the time that the license was issued. But since then, it's gone a lot further. And what the court held was that there was no compliance with the NEMA legislation regarding integrated coastal management. And it said that the Department of Mineral Resources had failed to consider, take into account, and comply with the provisions of that act, which sets fairly stringent standards before developments can be approved on and along the coast. And on that basis, it set aside the award of the exploration right in 2014, which means this thing is now gone. It's finished. There is no right. Now, this has quite drastic implications for other companies as well. If the department fouled up the way the court says they did, it likely means that all the other exploration rights, and there are many of them up and down the coast, are also invalid or subject to be set aside and declared invalid. And that suggests that, you know, the government's plans to explore for oil and gas off the coast are back to square one, and we're pretty much where we stood in 2013. And that has serious implications for the department and the government's plans to get this oil and gas exploration going. So I think the implications of this go well beyond Impact Africa and Shell.
But surely the government, the department, then can be held liable by Shell, because if they can't be expected to manage the department's compliance. Surely the assumption needs to be that if I'm working with the Department of Mineral and Energy Affairs and they've authorized something, then I need to, as a company, I need to be able to rely on that, surely. I mean, I'm investing billions in the project based on rights that I've been awarded by a government department.
Yeah. This happens quite a bit, you know. Decisions are reviewed and set aside. And the Integrated Coastal Management Act, you know, this high bar that it sets includes consultation. It is a foul-up on the part of the DMRE, but I don't think it's the kind of foul-up that will open them to civil claims for damages or the like. I think it's just a huge blow for them and the oil and gas companies who've, as you say, have invested enormous amounts of money in planning and organizing the unrolling of these exploration rights. But I doubt, you know, there'll be civil liability. You know, it's not easy to sue government when they screw up.
What kind of a message does this send to other potential investors? Surely that's a serious issue.
Yeah, it's problematic. I mean, it's a pattern of kind of incompetence and unprofessionalism on the part of the DMRE. You know, they kind of demonstrate enthusiasm. I mean, we've seen the minister himself is kind of rampant enthusiasm for oil and gas, but every time he embarks on something, he manages to foul it up.
Mm.
You know, it's not as if the court has said you can't do this. It just said you've got to jump through the correct hoops and you've got to comply with the legislation and do the thing properly. But I expect, so I think nothing stops them from coming back and trying again. But this time, they will have to do a lot better. The consultation will have to be a lot wider. It will be a lot more detailed. And they're going to have to make a convincing case, and I think this is quite critical, that oil and gas exploration is going to accrue to the benefit of society. And I think that's what's been missing so far. What we have is the minister say so, that this is an excellent plan and it's going to be good for everybody. But this time round, they're going to have to demonstrate that. They're going to have to do the studies, explain how people are going to benefit, how society is going to benefit, and make a convincing argument that this is good for us. Mm-hmm. I think it's important also to note that the Integrated Coastal Management Act also requires us to take into account international laws and norms and standards. And considering the shift internationally towards sustainable energy and away from oil and gas, I think that's also going to weigh. So I think the bar to getting this kind of exploration going has just been moved significantly up, and it's going to be a lot more difficult in the future. You're really going to have to make a convincing case that this is good for all of us.
Are they likely to appeal this? Is there any space? Well, you're saying there isn't really much room to contest this now.
Well, I expect they will. It's worth taking a chance, but it's a very thorough judgment by a full bench of senior judges, including the judge president and the deputy judge president in the Eastern Cape. It's a solid, considered, careful argument. There are aspects to it that are quite surprising. Like one of the issues raised by the department was that how can you review and set aside a decision that was taken in 2014, under the Administrative Justice Act? Typically, you've got 180 days to challenge and review and set aside these decisions. And the court said, well, in cases where people haven't been properly informed and consulted and are not aware of these decisions, and considering the import of these decisions and the gross non-compliance with the law, we are prepared to go back that far and set that decision aside. So that is quite pioneering. PUDJA, although it's supposed to promote administrative justice, has often worked against it, because if you're a day late in bringing your review application, the courts tend to chuck you out. In this instance, we're going back close on 10 years and the court still set the decision aside. And I think that's perhaps they might try and challenge it, but I think the decision has been very well motivated. And when you weigh up, the public interest.
Yeah, well, certainly that's absolutely.
I think it'll stand. So I'm expecting an appeal, but we're ready for that. And I doubt that they have particularly good prospects.
Richard Spur, South African human rights attorney, talking to us about the resolutions with regard to the Shell case. It is 6:56. I'm Howard Feldman. Good morning.